from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, 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 can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hey.
Yeah.
Last thing. Has Tua ever been a little sweetener?
Has he ever been a little sweetener?
You know what I mean. No. And you've included Jovic in every trade.
Not every trade. That's not true. I just gave you the trade that I put him in.
Okay.
You also include him in the Ant-Man trade that I know you want to get into.
Well, I don't think so. I'm this is the thing. People think that I just make things out of nowhere.
But if somebody else, if somebody mentions or makes an inclination of something, you look at it like, ooh, I see smoke. Let me go find out where that smoke is.
Well,
is there a fire?
I think it's obvious. And what I think Vlad is referring to is Lil Willie, Bill Simmons, was tongue in cheek. Seems like a little quip. I don't know. He was trying to be credible or not credible on his podcast where he was like, when's the first time we get the Anthony Edwards really likes playing with Bam and being coached by Spurs the Ringer. And so, like, am I to ignore that as a person who is got, you know, boots on the gram and boots on Twitter? Am I supposed to just ignore that? No, I mean, I'm going to hear what he has to say. But look, any Anthony Edwards deal, he's not going anywhere for 3 years. He's just entering a 5-year deal. He's not going anywhere for 3 years. Everybody has to realize that.
Did you not put the hat on in your video? In your video.
Did it appear? I don't know, Vlad. It
you,
was almost like
did you not put talks, you know? Did you not put the white cap on? And now you know
sometimes
the white cap.
It's like
did the horn come out?
Let me explain this, Vlad. Like, sometimes in my videos, it's almost like you have to think of it like a flashback or like a dream scenario in a TV show. Did it really happen, or is that what I'm thinking in my head? It's all left for interpretation.
Leroy, 6 minutes into this 14-minute video, the hat is out and the horn is blown.
I mean, it's always here. You never know. It's always here.
But because of what Bill Simmons said, because he made a great point. This is how Miami usually do it. Tobin said it. This is how the Big Three was formed. This is how the whole Dame to Miami situation happened. Right?
Networking.
Bam is the best networker out there.
He's a hobnobber.
And by the way, everybody loves Bam.
They do.
Everybody.
They do. They do. So Tobin saw this and saw that Bill Simmons. Now, if it was anybody else, he wouldn't care. But it was Bill Simmons who said it.
So like I said, need that hat nearby. Might have to go to see at any moment.
Yeah.
You never know.
So when Bill Simmons said it, Tobin was like, it's Bill Simmons. But since Bill Simmons said something that was in a good light about the Heat.
I don't know if it's a good light. I don't know what his intentions are. He's hard to trust. But this is what he did say.
Topic. When does the first, Anthony Edwards really loves Bam Adebayo and Eric Spoelstra. He loved his experience with them. Don't be surprised, story drop.
I feel like we're already seeing.
Am I dropping it right now?
You might be dropping it now. I feel like I've heard more mumbling about the opposite, which is
Bam going to Minnesota.
Well, not Bam specifically, but like, man, Ant and KD seem to get along really well, right? Like his favorite player, someone he's like idolized and looks up to. Like, wouldn't that be interesting if those two were to play together somewhere that's not Phoenix? In theory, luring Kevin Durant to Minnesota. Like, I think that's the more likely outcome.
Oh, I like that one. Good. I'm glad I brought that up. Next topic.
There you go. Bill Simmons on his podcast teasing the idea of Anthony Edwards liking playing with Bam and Spo. What a crazy scenario.
And then
you don't think that let me just ask you something. You don't think being with Bam for 4 weeks instead of Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns has opened the eyes to Anthony Edwards? Of course it has. Ridiculous.
By the way, that's a good question. If you're in a competition like this, but your teammates may play for another country, do you hang out with your other teammates?
I don't know.
Like, you could tell Ant's not hanging out with Gobert,
Definitely not.
Nobody's trying to hang out with Gobert. Nobody, not even his own countrymen.
Oh, so you think did Bam try to look see what
Nico? I bet you Bam, Nico, and Spo had like a lunch or a dinner, something to that effect. Because I don't think there's any hate or
tour. I would agree with that.
But everybody else, I don't think they hang out with the
Frenchman. To be honest with you, there's only a handful of dudes that could do that, right? And Bam is one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard a bad word about Bam.
There is, look, what Bill Simmons says, it's obvious, it's interesting, but it is still a few years down the road, just like it was with the Big Three.
Yeah, I mean, what did you say? 26, Ant still in his prime.
Gotta build inroads, Vlad.
Bam would be 30 by that time.
Still, I don't know who's even going to be here to be part of that trade. I'm not going to play speculative. Oh, I don't know who's going to be here for that
trade. Every trade that has been discussed has had a sprinkling of Nico and Jaime in it. Everyone.
That's not true.
Really?
Come on. I haven't even done. First of all, I spent last year as a changed man. I didn't even do any fake trades last year, okay? I maybe mentioned the Lowry marketing thing, and I was like,
how can you be a changed man and then maybe do something? Then you're not a changed man.
I was a changed man last year. We got bounced in the first round. Times change. I got to get back to my old ways.
Were you really? You never changed, man.
I changed, man. I didn't show up to any parties drunk. I was a changed man. I was reformed. Didn't work. Lost in five. Got to find new solutions.
So going back to being yourself.
But, theoretically, if we're just going to play the game, if you want to play the game, one has to wonder, Vlad, does a front court, does it work all together with Bam and Kalel and Nico? Can they coexist together? These are things that just have to be wondered about. So will there have to be one of them that has to get dealt? I don't know. Hard to say.
Al Mackey said Tobin stuffs another takedown. Takedown defense, 100%. It's like we having a conversation. He at MMA. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Well, speaking of frauds, Josh Allen. Uh-oh. He's a fraud.
What do you do now?
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll tell you what he had to say. Coming up next.
Our shows live or on demand. Plus, there's the cool Rewind feature where you can listen to any part of any show you might have missed anytime. Get it now and make WQAM your favorite station.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We're streaming live, YouTube, and Twitch. Dolphins start up the preseason tomorrow against the Atlanta Falcons after a couple joint practices this week. Going to be a big-time QB2 battle, it seems like. I'd imagine Mike White's going to get the start, though. I'd imagine that. I don't know it, but I imagine.
The older guy will.
Yeah, the older guy will, right? Like, that seems like the thing that makes the most sense.
I broke it down for you. You didn't want to hear it, but.
That's not true. That's just not true. I did want to hear it. I don't care that much about the QB2 battle to care enough to disagree with you. I will say, though, this River Craycraft is taking advantage of everybody being out, which I'm hoping is going to open up eyes for Mike McDaniel simply because I need to open up the possibility for any time touchdown River Craycraft.
Are we re-riding that again this year?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the deal. His options are going to be even less because now you got the tight end.
Yeah. Rivers are?
Yeah. They're going to use the tight end more.
I hope so. That is what they say. That is what they claim. But River Craycraft is playing with an edge with everybody out in practice. This was him yesterday at practice.
I think it's important to not think that you've arrived, and that's the mentality that I like to have. And just so we're clear, nobody has said you're making the team, any of that. That information is not given to you, so I'm not sitting up here saying anything like that. So I think it's important that guys, especially in my position, who have in the past been a bubble guy, And as trying to break that mold, you know, it's important to keep that chip on your shoulder and act like you need to earn a spot every single play, because that's the only way you're ultimately going to get that spot.
Why does he sound like Mike McDaniel?
Well, he's been with Mike McDaniel for 6 years.
I know, which gives him an edge on any of the up-and-comers.
Yeah, he is. He definitely got the inroads of knowing the offense. Although the word is that Malik Washington, the young guy from Virginia, has been balling out with everybody absent. Now he's like a sly guy, tons of catches, great hands. I don't know how that's going to fit with, you know, Braxton Berrios and all that. Like, I don't know what his role is ultimately going to be this year, but everybody's raving about him. So you keep an eye on that coming up with this preseason game. And
hey, so whatnot. I'm in the chat.
Yep.
I Kick Ass 44.
That's his name.
Finally joined live to say, as a Packers fan and also a hater of Aaron Rodgers, I'm impressed by Leroy's hatred towards him. I don't hate. I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest pure passers this league has ever seen. But
you're tired of his act.
The stuff that I'm saying about him going out and playing is a reality. Like, we've talked about Deshaun Watson not playing football for X amount of time, right? How's that going to affect a 40-year-old coming off of a torn Achilles? That's the question I have, to just make the assumption that he's going to pick up where he left off because he's had success and he's a multiple MVP.
So you're claiming no hate. You're doing the Max Holloway. You're just saying, I have questions.
Exactly. Why wouldn't? And I'm shocked nobody else has those questions.
Because they got 18 years or nearly 20 years of evidence to not have to ask that question.
Okay, but it's 20 years, dude.
Okay.
And he took a year off.
Okay. Well, not a year off.
Took 4 months.
He didn't play for a year.
They did have to medieval times as Achilles because he was trying to make some miraculous comeback. Right, but
I'm just saying, is that not, are we just going to ignore that and say, oh, Aaron's back?
I'm not ignoring it, but I don't think I could dismiss them either. Like, I do acknowledge the guy's really good, and he's going to be a lot.
I didn't
say that you did. I'm just saying, like, okay. It does feel like you're more skeptical. Is it not fair to say you're very skeptical about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I get the skepticism, but I also acknowledge they had some dude named Tim Boyle playing games for them last year. Like,
yeah. I get what Vlad's saying. Vlad's, and here's the point that everybody is making to me that I understand, is that Aaron Rodgers is going to be significantly better than what we had at quarterback. So we just go with that. But as we've seen with everybody except Tom Brady, when that comes to a screeching halt, there's no warning.
Yeah, you don't know. Like, you can
remember Peyton Manning?
You knew when Peyton and Drew started going down.
But the year before, he had 55 touchdowns.
Yeah, but okay.
But even Peyton played a long time. Some guys don't even last that long. Like, look at Russ.
Right.
Russ looks like he kind of fell off a cliff the last couple of years. Cam Newton fell off the cliff immediately.
Right.
So you don't know.
That's all I'm saying. You don't know, but I'm not going to go with the anomaly.
I'm going with the anomaly.
Going with the anomaly, right?
Yeah, when you throw the ball like that, when you're still one of the five best passers in the game, regardless of your age.
Ever. I would even say ever.
I'm just saying ever, but still now.
Yeah.
When he, if the fastball, if his arm started to lose a little bit, you saw that, maybe a little bit.
You don't even know that, though.
All he has to do is stay in the pocket. Keep that man for 2 seconds protected, and he still can throw the ball. He can still fling that ball. That's all.
Well, one of the greatest passers of the football to the other team is Josh Allen. And
hey.
He was up there yesterday, and he was claiming that
Oh, no, let me guess. Wait. Let me guess. The new receiver is better than Diggs.
He doesn't miss stuff, does he?
He was asked about if he misses Stephon Diggs.
I know how the game works. He goes, support his guys. he go, you know, he go, he ain't gonna, definitely ain't gonna go up there and say, yeah, we're gonna miss Stephon Diggs.
Here's what he had to say.
It's a great player, and what he brought to this team was special. So miss is I don't know if I'd say miss. You know, he was a guy that was reliable. You can look to. He's going to have the juice each and every day. I'm sure he's bringing it over there in Houston. So definitely, yeah, you can't say that you don't miss that. But I am very happy with what we got going on here and how hard the guys have been working. And yeah.
Miss is a strong word.
Yeah, I don't get it. Either you miss the person or you don't. That's it.
He'll miss him once the game
starts. Is
this
a true fact?
What's that?
Josh Allen, last 3 years, more touchdowns than any player in NFL history over 3 years. No, okay. So I get, here's what.
Passing and rushing?
More touchdowns, not passing. Passing and rushing. Okay. All right, because I was getting ready to say, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning had a 50-plus in there. So, all right.
He doesn't miss him, though. He doesn't miss him. We'll see.
Okay.
See that how that goes for old Josh with his new squad there.
Yep.
Terrible mustache, by the way, he's got going on.
Who? Josh Allen?
Yeah. He doesn't seem like he pulls the mustache off. Looks like he's got a like bad disguise.
It was taped.
Yeah, like he's got a bad disguise on or something.
Yeah. I think, like I said before, I think Josh Allen is our current Brett Favre. That he going to do some great stuff during the course of the year, but he always makes that throw. You know what I'm talking about. That old Brett Favre throw where, oh, no, game over.
Yeah. Of course. Time bomb, dude.
Paul Allen, that Paul Allen call. Why would you throw that ball at this time?
Yes, but so you can say I'm a hater, but has that been the reality of Josh Allen?
Yeah, he's been talented, but a time bomb.
But I mean, there's certain games.
But here's the thing,
that wasn't his fault.
I'm gonna say why I give him a little break. Because they basically give him the ball and say, go win. Right? And especially with the way their defense is going to be this year, you don't know how their defense is going to be with all the guys they've lost. Right? They're going to do it even more. And you get rid of a weapon, like you said, a reliable guy that he could get the ball to. Now that means maybe he holds the ball a little bit longer and tries to make more plays.
They lost They lost both their starting receivers.
Yeah.
The other one went to Jacksonville.
Yep. They're going to be definitely figuring some things out. And they did take the ball out of his hands and have more success with it last year when they started running it.
Running the ball, correct. But man, sometimes coaches are hard-headed. I'm going to just say that. Sometimes they're hard-headed, man. Like I can't explain it. Sometimes they want to win a certain way, which is I got on Mike McDaniel about that last year.
Mm.
Like, you got 4 minutes left to go in the game. Don't throw no pass. I don't care how quick and how reliable that pass is, it's still a pass.
Especially if it's Josh Allen. Never know where that pass is gonna go.
Yeah, you ask him for it.
Well, hold on.
You're gonna have old boy you're gonna have another offensive coordinator.
Let's not do that.
Slamming.
Let's not do that. Because when Josh Allen throws turnovers, it's usually to the Bills and the Jets. When he plays against the Dolphins, those turnovers are limited. And he puts balls in the end zone.
Yeah.
Sick his ass.
Yeah.
So we want to.
This is why.
We can take shots, but we also got to
see.
And this is why week two is a statement game.
And this why you can't state facts. Because Cody says, I like how Leroy hates on Allen and Rodgers, but you say one thing about Tua. Well, here. First of all, I have not said nothing about Allen and Rodgers that wasn't accurate.
Well, with Rodgers, it's more of your opinion. It's more of how you feel about him.
But again, it's the questions I have. I have no questions about his ability. I've never said that he's a bad quarterback. I never said he's not one of the greatest passers to ever play the game. But I did say he's 40 and he's took a year off with injury.
Leroy, I gotta come to your defense. I didn't like this comment by Jordo. 19.
Oh, come on. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's disgusting. There's no Leroy is no way a Miami fan like the Beast.
Dude, I fought over more. Like, wait a minute. Is there anybody who fought over Bam and Tua more than me?
Yeah, I've definitely fought over Bam more than you have.
No, what?
You picked Marcus Smart to win Defensive Player of the Year.
No, I...
You know, there's a reason he said what he said.
Really? Is there anybody who said Bam should be playing the four more than me?
That's not the same thing. That's not the same thing. You said defend, and you didn't defend him. You defended Marcus Smart.
I didn't. No. I said I could see why they gave it to Marcus Smart.
Okay. We're going to quibble over something that's just you're going to try and make a claim that's just not so. Not so. I know what you did.
Oh, okay.
Right. He knows what you did.
Okay.
Why do you think he said what he said?
All right.
You know Bam's getting ready right now for Leroy. He's playing dominoes against all these players right now.
It don't matter, dude.
You talking a hell of a lot of trash.
Let me explain something to you. I was hitting them bones on the table before he was born.
Wow.
That's all you need to know.
Had his back the whole time. Sounds like a guy who's had his back the whole time.
Yeah.
Hey, take a break.
You can't come at me with no, like, oh, you've been playing Dom. So what?
Take a break.
I played 20 years before he was born.
Back after this.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Ah. The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well, into your future. Right now we have
it's Germany
taking on France in the semifinals. Germany is up 14-7.
Can't wait when the French referees screw it for the Germans.
Oh, they just called it goal. Well, that did happen to Japan. You can't you can't ignore it. Wembanyama actually just got called for a goaltend, so we have it's 16-7.
Because I really want to see this final between the U.S. and France. Because that would be the U.S. will be in a hostile environment, and I want to see how they would play.
Definitely will be a hostile environment. They're going to be booing the holy hell out of Joel Embiid, but absolutely. I would say, Vlad, Germany is the better team.
I believe. Aren't they the World Cup champions?
They are the World Cup champions.
Yes.
But okay. They got the Wagners and Schroeder. They've been very good at international play. So we will have to see. But Team USA gets going today, 3 o'clock. Let's get to the mixed bag over here. So yesterday, a lot of waves being made because of an ESPN article that came out featuring the Philadelphia Eagles and the beef between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni.
Ooh.
Here is QB1 for the Birds. And what he had to say, here's Jalen Hurts.
Sports, and you have rumors, and then you have reality. You know, we're in reality right now. We got different people doing different things, and we have different responsibilities in that natural nature. But this team is putting the best foot forward in effort and intensity. It's really being a team and being together. You know, it's been a good journey so far. And my natural nature is to block out the external factors, because I think it comes a point where sometimes you question so much, the negativity becomes redundant. This team is one of those teams that's going to do that, especially with the things that we've been able to experience. And it is a proper development. It was a developing time. It was a time of development for us, and that's something we learned from.
I mean, you lose 6 out of 7. I guess you're gonna be developing something. Thick skin.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
sounds like a quarterback that knows his coach is on the foreman.
Yeah, it's here is that head coach. Here is Nick Sirianni, who I mean, very punchable face. Not a smug Nick Sirianni. Here's what he had to say about the whole drama from ESPN.
Go through all the same processes that we go through after each year, and Jalen and I are in a really good place. Every relationship that you have needs work that with everybody, and we've always continued to try to work at that.
So he basically backed up the article.
Yeah, sounds like it.
There are ways you could have said, "Oh, that's fault" or anything like that. Even if it's true,
he could have taken the quarterback route. This is another one of those situations, like with the Jets coach, right?
I can't knock it. Yeah, Solid says he's too honest.
Even like you don't put that out there, you causing more problems. You got people gonna ask more questions, and that's what Sirianni just did. So now they're going to keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, because the quarterback handled it
professionally,
correct,
right?
Professionally, and the coach left room for
interpretation.
This is going to be one of those clearly those class things, though, right? Like they had a run going to the Super Bowl, then started what 10-1 last year before just an epic collapse. Like we're not really going to know about this until bleep hits the fan for the Eagles. Like,
yeah, the 30-for-30
game losing streak
until Sirianni gets fired.
Yeah, well, his ass is on the Foreman right now. He might be the him and McCarthy.
France is going nuts, making a little comeback here after being down 12-2 early.
I'm not even watching that.
What do you got going on? What's on your screen?
Volleyball.
Yeah, the volleyball game is going on. It might go to the fifth set.
Volleyball game is.
Instead of watching the cheeks of just watching Rudy Gobert on the court, you're watching actual cheeks.
No, they don't. They wear boy shorts. They don't wear the.
You like, are you seeing it? What man? Are you? What is wrong with you? That's Brazil. Watching? Yeah. What game you watching?
Yeah.
Look at that smile. You got a cheeky smile on your face.
You say. Indoor or beach?
This is indoor.
I would say the indoor has the better viewing.
No, wait. Beach is better viewing because there's only two. Indoor, there's too many to look at. It's like there's both sides. There's only four people to look at in the beach.
I would honestly say I seem to be doing a good job.
You know what? I mean, hey.
Javon Holland, he spoke this week to the media. Was asked about his contract situation and also about others getting paid on the team. He's really kind of the only outstanding one right now who does not have one. This was a snowman on everybody getting their deals.
I'm super happy for him. You know, I'm not pocket watching, but it is public. So obviously I'm happy for him. They're getting that bread. I mean, well-deserved, honestly. We play this game our entire life. At first, it's just for fun as a kid, and then you get into high school, and things kind of get serious. You go to college, you're in school, it's stressful. Then you finally get to the league, and, you know, you're doing everything that you can and trying to work your hardest and make all the plays and, you know, finally getting that paycheck. I mean, that's like, you know, you're really getting paid, you know, your dues almost. So you show love to football guys. They show love back to you, and it feels good seeing my teammates get that love.
All right.
Question, Leroy. When does a team start seeing that – do they get upset if one side of the team sees that money's going the other side and their side? Like if you see that a lot of the offensive players,
it's pretty
equal when you think about it.
I don't know, man. When you let Wilkins go, and then you've seen that
when you let Wilkins go, right?
Yeah,
they didn't pay Sealer. They gave Bradley Chubb a big fat deal.
You had Chubb. You got Ramsey.
They obviously came here with
Ramsey
deal.
So, like, you got. It's pretty even, right?
But it does feel like.
I think Javon Holland's going to get paid closer to Sealer, somewhere in there, right? So, yeah, and that's about what offensive linemen are getting, you know. But it's, you know, look, your quarterback, nobody going to make more than your quarterback. So, nope.
Yeah, I mean, he said that.
And then you got the best receiver in the league, nobody going to make more than him. So you got those two. Then you got Jalen Waddle. Right, but you got guys compared. It's not like just all on the offensive side of the ball.
He's a team captain, but the Dolphins paid the face of their franchise this offseason. Like they paid. When you think of the Dolphins, everybody right now thinks Tua, Waddle, Tyreek. Those are the three.
But here's the other thing: is that you know one of the things that I have really questioned is the players that handle it like he does are usually the guys that they wait on more, right? And so I don't know how you handle that.
I think the other thing too is like safety is not as expensive as
but that's what I'm saying. He's gonna get paid along the lines of like Sealer.
Yeah, but also like if you franchise him, like it's not a crippler like quarterback or wide receiver right now, right?
Yeah,
like
he so probably they make 10 to 15. If
yeah, so like I think that's probably where the Dolphins are at. Like there's not urgency,
right?
You know, because it doesn't feel like you're up against the clock with Javon Holland as much as you were with the other guys because quarterback, wide receiver contracts, those are just going to keep going up.
But kudos to him for being aware of that also. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Here we was on where things are with his deal right now.
I mean, hey, man, it was going through my mind. I mean, it's a lot of money, but I mean, that'd be great. You know what I mean? Like, sorry about that. But nah, bro, I'm just keeping the day to day. You know what I mean? Just focused in 5 feet in front of me. One step at a time. I'm not really.
At a time? Are you?
You want insider detail? You want me to give you insider detail? Not giving you no insider detail. Just letting you know that I'm taking it day by day, doing what I can do and controlling what I can control in my bubble. How about that?
How about that?
I like the way he cut it off. Right? Like, no. We ain't going to keep going back and forth with this.
What do you want? What do you want to know? The day by day? You want minutes from the meeting?
Right.
Snowman's probably just like, tell me when there's an advance to his agent.
It sounds like a guy who wants this deal to be done.
I'm sure he does.
Of course he does.
Of course you do.
He's trying to be, you know,
professional. He's trying to be
right.
Yeah, trying to keep it.
But sometimes look, I appreciate guys being professional and I appreciate what Javon Holland's doing, but sometimes those guys don't get their money. You know what I mean? Tua tried it. And look how far that went. Now he eventually got it. So maybe Javon Holland sees that and say, look, they'll take care of me. And one thing I will say, besides the Christian Wilkins thing, there has been no indication that this team has given that they won't take care of their guys. Right? And so I feel really confident that they'll take care of him. Now, the good thing is that the money that he's going to make is not going to be so substantial that they can't move some stuff around and take care of him. Right? That's the thing.
Agreed.
We ain't talking about $20, $25 million a year.
Feel good about it. I think he'll be all right.
Yeah.
Finally in the mixed bag, Patrick Mahomes. Always love hearing this voice. He is ready to get going in the preseason.
Extremely excited. I mean, obviously for me to go out there and play with these guys and showcase what we have the ability to do, but to learn from our mistakes too. I mean, you want to go out there and play for real and play against someone else. I'm tired of going against Spags and every defense known to man. And so I think just going out there, letting the guys play, make decisions under fire and have them make those right decisions and learn from the mistakes after.
There you go. Greatest quarterback of our time, ladies and gentlemen. Sounds like a Muppet.
You go tell it to his face. You tell him.
How'd it go? Everybody.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, if Tobin said something and he got mad, all you got to do is run away. It don't look like he can catch you.
Who? Who?
How'd it go against Spags?
I said it don't look like.
Yeah, you could get, yeah. Fall for the trap with that dad bod. That man can maneuver and get away through,
I don't know. We'll
through
see.
Blitzes like nobody I've ever you, seen before.
Tell you that what he did on that banged up ankle was nothing short of amazing.
Yeah.
You know how he runs, right, Leroy? He runs like, remember that Eddie Murphy joke? Remember the Elvis walk when Elvis was fat when he was doing Vegas, when he was doing the resident? That's how Mahomes runs. Like he's got to run to the bathroom.
Lemonade, that cool, refreshing drink.
We'll take a quick break. More to come on this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.